I am a child of, well, not just the 90s, but the 80s too. And in the 90s, there was this commercial for Pringles. And the slogan was, once you pop, you can't stop. And I watched the commercial this week on YouTube, and it's really cheesy. It's got all the neon colors of the 90s and all the music of the 90s. And the idea was, you know, Pringles, they come in the can, that once you pop open that can of Pringles, you can't just eat one. Once you pop, you can't stop. You're going to eat them all. And for myself, that is 100% true. And it's not just Pringles that it's true of, though. It's true of every kind of chip known to man. Once that bag is open, I'm not stopping. It's why we don't buy them in our house, because I won't stop. I'll make myself sick eating chips of any kind. My body will not remember that I had one just seconds ago. I'll keep eating and eating and eating. I will never get my fill. In our gospel this morning, just paragraphs before where we began reading, Jesus was on the shore of Lake Galilee, and he fed 5,000 people miraculously. Took the bread, took the fish, and miraculously made it enough to fill 5,000 people. And the people were so thrilled by this that they wanted to, they proclaimed Jesus as a prophet and wanted to make him a king right then and there. But Jesus, that's not what he came for. And so he sneaks off to go pray on his own. And as he's doing that, his disciples get in the boat and they head across the lake. And then in the night, Jesus, doing as Jesus does, stealthily joins them by walking across the water, across the lake to join his disciples. The masses the next morning that Jesus fed, they wake up, they can't find Jesus, but they want more. They didn't get their fill. They want more. And so they see there's boats on the shore. They all get in. They cross the lake, and they find Jesus. But Jesus knows their hearts. He says to them, you know, you're seeking signs, but that's not really what you want. You're looking for me because you had your fill of bread. Like a can of Pringles, they've started popping, but they can't stop. They want more, but their stomachs might be filled, but they're not satisfied yet. They want more. And so in John chapter 6, Jesus, we're going to see, wants the people to want more than what they actually want. Did you get that? Jesus wants the people to want more than they actually want. He tells them flat out, don't work for food that perishes, but work for food that endures to eternal life, which comes from the Son of Man. Now, just as a side note here, if you're reading in the Gospels, you've seen that phrase probably, Son of Man. For some reason or another, it's the title that Jesus prefers to use in describing himself. Almost, Jesus rarely ever uses the term Christ or even Messiah about himself. The terms that he uses is Son of Man, and it's a messianic term, and it goes back to the Old Testament. It's his preferred term for himself. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, which comes from the Son of Man. So the people hear this, and they're like, well, okay, Jesus. What must we do to work the works of God? Or what must we do to work for this food that endures to eternal life? And Jesus gives them a simple, simple answer. Believe in him whom God has sent. And there's no denying right now that the one he's talking about is himself. But the people aren't prepared yet for that. They, despite the fact that Jesus miraculously fed them and they're pursuing after him because of that miracle, they want more. They want to know more about Jesus. They want to know more about this one whom claims that God has sent them. You're talking big, Jesus. These are some big things you're saying. Kind of like Moses said. You know, Moses gave our ancestors bread from heaven. When our ancestors were slaves in Egypt and Moses took them out of Egypt and they were going on the way to the promised land, when they got hungry, Moses gave them manna, gave them bread from heaven 6 days a week so that they could eat and be filled. What sign do you have for us? To this, Jesus responds, and first he corrects them. He says, listen, guys, first of all, it wasn't Moses that gave you bread from heaven. It was God the Father. God the Father gave you bread from heaven. And then he tells them, and it's the Father now who gives you true bread in the one who came down to give life to the world. And here he's got them. Because then they say flat out, give us this bread always. Give us this bread always. They want to be filled. They want to be satisfied. We want to be filled. We want to be satisfied. We want food that doesn't perish. But the problem is that we look for the things that would satisfy us in perishable places. Scripture knows this about us. And throughout Scripture, if you do a search on the word perish or perishable, you'll see that Scripture talks about things that perish. Scripture will say, beauty perishes. Our own beauty, the flowers fade, even the beauty of the earth, it all perishes. It goes away. Scripture tells us that gold and wealth perishes. And because it perishes, it doesn't satisfy. The Scriptures speak about how strength, our own strength, will fail and perish. It can't satisfy. Just this morning, I was walking around up the stairs, and I was deafened by the creaking in my knees. I'm 42. My body is perishing as I walk. It's not fun anymore. The body does perish, too. St. Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 15, and he'll say that as he's talking about the resurrection of the body that comes when Christ returns, he'll say that the perishable must be made imperishable. In fact, as he talks about it, he's basically saying, you yourself, you are perishable, you will die, but in the resurrection, God will make you imperishable. Our body perishes. Kingdoms fall. Governments fail. Scripture even says that the memory of those who go before us, even that, will perish. Yet, we continue to look for our fill from perishable things, and we won't be able to stop. Our prayer this morning is a prayer to Christ. Give us this bread always. To this prayer, Christ responds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Christ first gives us that gift on the cross. But even before he goes to the cross, he gives us his last will and testament, where he will say, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Christ has given his church an amazing gift in his body and blood, in, with, and under the bread and the wine. In this meal, we receive what Christ tells us we receive, the forgiveness of sins, which is eternal life. It is the only food that can take what is perishable, our own selves, and make it imperishable with the blessing of eternal life. Come, prepare yourselves to eat now of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Amen.